You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
I'm Elliot Forrest, in for Leonard Lopate. Christian Scientists are perhaps best known for not seeking medical care and instead turning to the power of positive thought and prayer. Raised in a Christian Science home, Lucia Greenhouse grew up going to Sunday school and reading the weekly lesson. But as she grew up, she drifted from her parents' beliefs, and then her mother became seriously ill. She writes about coping with her mother's illness and her parents' faith in Christian Science in a new memoir called Father, Mother, God, My Journey Out of Christian Science. It's published by Crown, and I'm pleased to welcome Lucia Greenhouse to the show today. Good to see you.
Nice to be here, Elliot.
When did your parents first become interested in Christian Science?
My parents converted to Christian Science when I was about 3.5 years old, and that was before I had any active memory. So for my entire childhood, Christian Science was a constant. For my parents, it was a major departure from their upbringing. And in fact, for my mother, she came from a medical background. Her father had been a doctor, her mother was had been trained as a registered nurse, and her brother was a surgeon.
So there were doctors and nurses in the family.
Yes.
And what was the religion prior to becoming Christian Science?
For my mother, it was Lutheran. Her family went to a very large congregation church in Minneapolis. And for my father's family, he had been raised more or less Episcopalian. However, his mother and his grandmother had dabbled in Christian Science at a time when the church appealed to a sort of a very educated, upper-middle-class demographic, and my father's family kind of fit that mold.
How did they come to it, then?
I'm not sure how they originally came to it, but my father attended a Sunday school during World War II because he started having nightmares, and his mother thought that perhaps going to a Christian Science Sunday school would give him some comfort.
And did your family's early Christian Science beliefs, particularly your parents, put a strain on the relationship with the rest of their families?
There were certain undertones, but these were not apparent to me as a child. I had a very loving extended family. We spent a lot of time with our cousins and my grandparents, and it wasn't until later that I understood that there was a fair amount of acrimony, in particular between my father and my mother's brother.
As we mentioned, I think the one people know is that Christian Science don't seek medical care, standard medical care. So what would happen when you would get sick?
Well, as a child, well, first of all, Christian Scientists believe that illness is unreal.
Oh, yeah, or maybe even getting sick is not the right word.
They won't identify illness by name. We were taught that the material world is unreal and that illness is really the physical manifestation of a mental problem, incorrect thinking. So, for instance, when I had chicken pox as a child, I was told that the pox were an illusion, much the way a mirage is the appearance of water on the edge of a desert where there's nothing but sand. So I actually thought, you know, they itched like crazy, but I thought, well, it sort of made sense that I suppose the appearance could be an illusion. Maybe the symptom of itching could be as well. And I prayed using Christian Science thinking. And after a few days, they crusted over. And I thought I was doing a pretty good job as a Christian Scientist.
And this mirage also was contagious, as it turns out.
Well, not according to Christian Science.
But another sibling got it. How did they explain that?
They said it was just something that we needed to keep our thoughts elevated about, and contagion and germs were not real.
Maybe a little history. Mary Baker Eddy started this religion. How did that come about?
Yes, she did. And to put Mary Baker Eddy in a historical context, I think is very important. In 1866, she slipped on some ice and sustained a serious back injury and was bedridden. And while she was in bed, she started reading from the Bible, in particular from excerpts of the New Testament, and she had a miraculous healing. Over the course of the next 10 years, she developed her theology. And originally, she thought that mainstream Christian churches would embrace her theology. And when they didn't, she started her own church.
And how fast did it grow?
It grew very quickly at the beginning. But you have to understand that in 1866, Mary Baker-Eddy was living at a time when doctors were not even washing their hands before performing procedures on patients. And it was just a few years after Louis Pasteur was doing his breakthrough research on germ theory. And so really, at that time, people sometimes stood a better chance of surviving if they prayed than if they went to a doctor.
I'm Elliot Forrest, in for Leonard Lopate. My guest is Lucia Greenhouse. Her book is called Father, Mother, God, My Journey Out of Christian Science. That may be the single one thing that people know, is that Christian scientists don't seek medical care. But what are the other aspects of the religion?
Well, actually, growing up as a Christian scientist, there is a very positive aspect to the faith, which is man is the perfect reflection of God, and so therefore cannot be ill, cannot be have any imperfections. In some ways, that made for a childhood where we felt that there was nothing we couldn't achieve. There is a darker side to the faith, a concept known as mental malpractice, and this is the idea that one person's negative thinking or incorrect thoughts can negatively affect another person's health. And what this means in practice is that when a Christian scientist becomes sick, one of the first priorities is to establish an environment which is conducive to the healing process, the healing process in Christian Science. And that, in effect, means shutting out anybody who is not a Christian scientist. So in my case, by the time my mother became sick at the age of 49, my sister and brother and I were now young adults, and we had each in our own way disavowed the faith. So we were perceived as part of the problem and really part of something that needed to be shut out from my mother's environment.
Well, that must have been tough for you. Did you want to see her then, even though you knew she was sick?
Yes, it was. It put us in a terrible bind. We wanted to respect her wishes. I think we each had a sense that she was very ill. But one thing that made it extremely difficult for us was that we were expected to honor her wish that her illness be kept from her family and my father's family.
Well, that has to be a lot of guilt associated with that as well, if you're viewed as part of the problem.
Yes, this was very difficult.
Tell me how you handled that.
Well, at the time, it was just trying to get through day by day. My mother, we came home Christmas Eve 1985 and discovered she was quite ill, and because of this concept of mental malpractice, we had not been told. And we knew at this point that we were facing our worst nightmare, that she would likely never seek help, medical help, and we would be expected to keep this secret. And as she got sicker and sicker, we would be viewed more and more as part of the problem. She ended up going to Ten Acre Foundation, which is a Christian Science care facility in Princeton, New Jersey, and she spent the better part of the next 7 months getting sicker and sicker.
I want to know what the diagnosis was, but without a standard practitioner, was there even a diagnosis at that point?
Ultimately, we did get a diagnosis because she eventually did go to a hospital, and this was a major turning point in my family's story. Had she never gotten to a hospital, she would have died without a diagnosis. She would have died without her family, her extended family, knowing. But as it was, when they did find out, it was just, you know, all hell broke loose.
At some point, your father rose in the ranks of Christian scientists and became a practitioner.
Yes, he did. In fact, by the time my mother became sick, my father was a journalisted Christian Science practitioner, and he was also a Christian Science teacher, which means that he was authorized by the church to train Christian Science practitioners.
And what is a practitioner?
A practitioner is somebody who is hired by a patient or a client to heal, to pray for a patient who has a problem, whether it's a physical problem or a mental problem or some sort of issue that they're trying to deal with.
Your family, you were in Minnesota at some point. Is that where you...
Yes, I spent the better part of my childhood in Minnesota. And then when I was in eighth grade, my family moved to London, where my mother studied Christian Science nursing. My father was able to continue his practice there, and my sister and brother and I each went to Christian Science boarding schools for 3 years.
And how was the experience at the boarding schools?
Well, this is very funny. I have to say that in 3 years at Claremont School, which was an all-girls Christian Science boarding school, I never saw any major illness or injuries, which I am a mother of four now, and it just boggles my mind that we never, as children, went to an emergency room when our family is like, we need a revolving door at the emergency room.
Was there a sense then that there might be something to this if the boarding schools had such a low rate of incidence?
Well, certainly while I was there, I did get that sense, and I was really being indoctrinated every day. But I should also say that not all Christian Science boarding schools have been so lucky. And in fact, Principia is a boarding school and a college for Christian Scientists. And in 1985, they had an outbreak of measles in which children died. And this is because Christian Scientists do not get vaccinated.
You're wearing glasses now. When did you start to wear them?
I started wearing them. This was my major adolescent rebellion when I was in 11th grade. And I was having trouble seeing the math on the board at school. And my teacher suggested that maybe I should see an eye doctor. And I called my parents and said that I wanted to do that. And this caused a major upheaval in my family. But I did go to an eye doctor, and I was given a prescription for glasses.
So between your mother and your father, who gave in more?
Oh, my mother did, definitely.
But even from the basic tenets of the religion, not being able to see the board, which is kind of standard as kids grow up and have problems with their eyes, that was still a problem of faith. It wasn't the shape of your eyeballs.
No, it was a problem of faith. But I should also point out that there are many Christian Scientists who wear glasses. But when I called home and said that I wanted to go to an eye doctor, I was told that Mary Baker Eddy said that vision is spiritual perception. And if I could correct my own spiritual perception, I wouldn't need glasses.
At some point, you and your siblings started to drift away from the faith. Did that put a strain on your relationship with your parents?
Yes, it did.
Tell me about that.
Well, for one thing, when I graduated from college, I wanted to get health insurance, and this was considered, a betrayal of enormous dimensions, that I would want health insurance.
So is that still the basic? The majority of Christian Science just don't even believe in any sort of health insurance.
I think that in any religion, there's a spectrum of faith. And in Christian Science, there are some people who follow it to the letter and others who will combine it with medicine. It is interesting to note, however, that Christian Science care in Christian Science care facilities is covered by Medicaid and by many health insurance policies. And I find that to be an outrage, because these are care facilities where there is absolutely no oversight. And in fact, when my mother, after 7 months at Ten Acre, finally went to a hospital, she arrived there in a pre-morbid state, severely malnourished, with bed sores that hadn't been tended to, a massive infection, and a massive tumor.
As family members started to learn about your mother's condition, everyone was asked to respect her religious beliefs. Did they all do that?
Yes, and I think that's a very interesting point about the church doctrine and the insidious fear attached to it. Different members of my family, cousins, aunts, my mother's siblings, they, even when they did find out, they respected my mother's wish to keep silent.
What happened to your father's faith? After your mother was taken to the hospital, did that change at all?
No, he continued to practice Christian Science. I believe at some point he may have gone to a fringe church of Christian Science that's not recognized by the Mother Church. I'm not positive about that, but he ultimately moved out to Denver, Colorado, and it appears that there is a group there of people who are no longer affiliated with the Mother Church, but who revere Mary Baker Eddy.
And the title of the book, Father, Mother, God, where does that come from?
Oh, that's from a children's prayer that I used to say with my parents every night before going to bed. It's the first line of the prayer, and it goes like this: Father, Mother, God, loving me, guard me while I sleep, guide my little feet up to thee.
mainly because of this big musical here in New York on Broadway. There's a lot, people know a lot about Mormonism, and we found out that it's the single largest growing religion in America, I think. Christian Science, not so. Tell us about that.
No, Christian Science, the church does not publish its numbers. There are people who do some sleuthing to figure out what the demographics are, but churches are closing. Reading rooms are closing. The number of practitioners that are listed in the Christian Science Journal are down. And, in fact, the only place that they're showing any real growth is in the developing world, specifically in Africa.
And we heard recently that they stopped, actually, this the Christian Science Monitor as paper.
That's correct. They are online now. They do have a weekly paper edition, as far as I know, but otherwise they are online.
Any predictions then on the future of this religion?
I think I don't know. I have a hard time imagining how this church will go on, but I really don't want to be in the business of church bashing. I think people's beliefs are things that they hold very dear. And in my case, Father, Mother, God is my own story of my own experience of Christian Science. Having said that, with Facebook and internet and emails, I've been hearing stories from other former Christian Scientists, and their stories are equally harrowing.
And have you heard from the religion itself or people who are believers? I can't imagine that they're all big fans at this point.
No, they're not. I did do a talk once where some Christian Scientists turned up, and they were not happy. And I've gotten some sort of scathing reviews online, but you can spot them.
It's a brave story. I've been speaking with Lucia Greenhouse about her memoir, Father, Mother, God, all one word. My Journey Out of Christian Science. It's published by Crown. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Elliot.